My friend, if you have been listening to the Moment of Inspiration for any length of time, I guess really if you've just been listening this week, you know that we are taking a look day by day as it relates to that particular final week of Jesus being here on the earth prior to his crucifixion and his resurrection. Of course, he was around, witnessed by 500 plus people after his resurrection, the 40th day, ascended. But we recognize that in this final week, it is calculated that this day, Wednesday, midweek in the year 30 AD, would have been our equivalent of April 13th. And on this particular day, Jesus warned against religious leaders. Can you imagine? He even called them hypocrites and snakes. You say that doesn't sound like Jesus. Well, read the Bible. And we understand that there is a time for righteous indignation, my friend. We have been sleeping as the church much too long. And it's time for us to recognize the great mandate to go into all the world making disciples for the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus predicted, of course, the end. He predicted his own crucifixion. He was continually all through this week, after being heralded on Palm Sunday, coming into Jerusalem, and on Monday, protesting all the final transactions that took place within the temple. He argued with the chief priests. We saw that yesterday, Tuesday, he predicted again the date of his execution. He debated with the religious leaders. That was an ongoing thing. He responded to questions about what the greatest commandment was. Yesterday happened to be the day that Judas made the contract to betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. And then on this day, we see him warning against religious leaders, calling them hypocrites and snakes. And from the Mount of Olives, of course, we see Jesus mourning Jerusalem's rejection of their Messiah. And, of course, pending destruction that was going to be theirs. My friend, we need to think about this. The Bible says that he, may I say, she who wins souls is wise. The Bible tells us that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess to the glory of God the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord. What does that mean? It means that everyone who goes to heaven is going to bow the knee and confess in this earthly lifetime that Jesus Christ is who he says he is, and that hell will be full of those who said, I get it, but they got it too late. Now, you may not like that theology, but you can take it up with the author of the Bible himself, the very one who would call the religious leaders snakes and whitewashed tombs, the very one who would take a bold stand against the merchandising taking place in the sacred place. My friend, Matthew 4:19 shows us something so insightful. Jesus gave some fishermen a rather strange proposition. What did he say to them? Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Well, could they have possibly understood what he meant? How can one catch men? Well, a simple reading of the book of Acts gives us the answer. Jesus wanted these men to become soul winners. Do you know that based upon the Word of God, it is the call and it's the duty of every born-again believer to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with lost sinners? We read in the book of Romans, chapter 10, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher or without a messenger? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. My friend, I want to encourage you as we're midway through Holy Week. Witnessing is not only for missionaries. It's not just for Sunday school teachers and pastors. Are you saved? If you are, my friend, then witnessing is your responsibility too. It's my responsibility too. We have to understand that souls are hanging in the balance. Witnessing is something that you and I ought to do out of the love that we have for the one who died for us. Amen? And Heavenly Father, that is my prayer, that we would understand that the most effective means of winning souls to Christ is by sharing the gospel one-on-one with people. Lord, help us to realize that countless men and women, countless to us, but perfectly known to you, have trusted Jesus as their Savior because a friend or a stranger simply unto you took the time to explain salvation through Jesus Christ to that individual. Lord, you tell us to go out into the highways and the hedges and to compel them to come in that the house may be filled. Help us, God, to be prepared that we might study to show your word, that in studying to show ourselves approved, that we would study your word in such a way with diligence that we would, in fact, learn what it means to connect people to Jesus Christ, knowing that it is not our role to save people. No, that's your role. But out of our love for you and obedience to your calling, we are to go out and let people know the good news that those of us who were lost and headed to hell, and it makes very clear in Ephesians 2 that we all were a part of that lot, that you have saved us through Jesus Christ. And it is our commission now to tell others that good news. Help me, help my friend listening in right now, that we would be bold in the proclamation that there is a God who has spoken, and it's reasonable for us to listen. And in that listening, you command us to be saved, the only way possible, through faith in Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him be the glory. Amen.